Imagine it. Boston, Massachusetts. It's early morning, March 18, 1990. Two police officers enter the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum, except they're not cops. They're art thieves. They tie up the guards and over the course of 81 minutes manage to abscond with 13 works of art valued at $500 million. The museum offered a $10 million reward for any information that could lead to the safe return of the stolen works. Some 31 years later, there is still no sign of the works, and the FBI's investigation remains open. To this day, the empty frames of the stolen works hang at the Gardner Museum. Earlier this year, Netflix released a two-part documentary detailing the events that transpired called This is a Robbery, the World's Biggest Art Heist.
The Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum was an art thief's delight. Millions of dollars worth of artwork.
Rembrandt, Degas, Vermeer.
St. Patty's Day, 1990.
Two men dressed as police officers show up at the door.
And they say very dramatically, "Gentlemen, this is a robbery."
This particular heist has captured the world's imagination because the works were never recovered, which leaves the authorities wondering what happened to them.
The painting could be in the Middle East.
Japan.
South America.
What? It's mind-blowing.
I've spent 25 years on this case. There's got to be a way to figure out where these paintings went.
And three decades later, artist Kota Ezawa is fascinated by the Gardner heist. The Georgia Museum of Art has an exhibit on display by Ezawa in which the Gardner heist plays a central role. The Crime of Art is on display now through December 5th and includes reimagined versions of the 13 pieces stolen during the 1990 heist, animated film depicting one of the instances when Edvard Munch's The Scream was stolen, a short film devoted to art heists in cinema, and an interactive section.
Not only do we have an artist's reflection on a specific event, on specific works of art, but then we also have something that people can relate to or that resonate with people because they are essentially versions of excerpts of movies like The Thomas Crown Affair, Entrapment, How to Steal a Million. So I think visitors will recognize some of these clips. There's no popcorn, but, you know, it's just very entertaining, and it's really fun to see movies come together that have a common thread, which is art heists.
Nelda Damiano is the Pierre Dora Curator of European Art at the Georgia Museum of Art and curated this exhibit. The Crime of Art features lightbox illustrations of the stolen works, and Nelda says that exhibiting Ezawa's recreations is exhilarating because it feels almost as if the actual pieces are hanging in the museum here in Athens. As an art historian, that's as close to the real thing as one can get.
I was really interested in Kota's approach and his take on this heist. And of course, he will talk about it personally when he gives a talk at the Georgia Museum of Art on September 7th. His take on it is essentially his interpretation of the original works in a different form. So he uses light boxes in this case, and they have a feel that are more akin to animation or cartoon. So it's interesting to see that contemporary take on old masters, which is what interested me because my area of expertise is the 16th century. And so to have a contemporary artist comment on old masters, I just like that dialogue.
For an artist like Kota Ezawa, the cross-section of crime and art is where he finds his inspiration. Director of Communications for the museum, Hillary Brown, explains how the artist works.
He has done sort of simplified digital versions of the works that were stolen. He does them in light boxes, so they're just sort of like a series of shapes put together that evoke the original without being a recreation of it. What he's going for is that he's very interested in the idea of theft and appropriation, and so it's almost like he is stealing the works all over again by making new versions of them.
Nelda Damiano says the exhibit is worth a trip.
I hope you'll get a chance to see the exhibition, which closes on December 5th, and to attend one of the many, many activities we have related to this exhibition.
For WUGA, I'm Kathy Bradbury. Find this story and so much more on our website, wuga.org.